Welcome to Psychic Cowgirl Radio with Shannon Lackman. Practical, insightful conversations to empower and inspire you on your personal journey. From her cattle ranch in Alberta, this sassy psychic cowgirl uses her connections to universal energies to guide you to greater awareness and wisdom.
Morning. So I was actually planning a replay show and my computer completely froze, and so I had to adjust. Good times, right? Kind of fits the topic about empath energy overload. Now, this is a replay show, but man, the energies are feeling intense right now, so it seemed very fitting. So I'm going to start the show, and so you have to listen to the whole intro again, so I apologize for that, but it'll be worth it. So sending you all a hug, and enjoy.
Welcome to Psychic Cowgirl Radio with Shannon Lackman. Practical, insightful conversations to empower and inspire you on your personal journey. From her cattle ranch in Alberta, this sassy psychic cowgirl uses her connections to universal energies to guide you to greater awareness and wisdom.
Good morning, everybody. How are you this fine Wednesday, February 2nd, 2022? I know. I love all the twos. Entertains me. So, it's been a bit of a chaotic day for me, and I'll tell you why later. But let's talk about being an empath right now, because, wow, I'm feeling an energy overload. I feel, sometimes it feels like I'm being attacked, but it's just there's so much swirling emotional energy, and as an empath, that really affects me, and I have to navigate that all the time, and when senses or, you know, people's emotions are heightened, I struggle. I have to really take my time and slow myself down and figure out how to not be affected by it in a negative way. At the same time, I have to feel what I'm feeling and ride it out and not try to discard it and not try to minimize it, because I am feeling it. In fact, there was so much going on that last night, I got really sick. And so this morning I took a COVID test and it's negative, so yay, sure made me feel better. But I'm going to energy clear myself later to see if what I feel it is correct, and then I'll fill you in next week. Or maybe I'll do a post about it. Well, I'll figure it out. But there's so much going on, and for some of us, when we're really empathic like this, it can manifest itself as a health issue, right? And so I'm obviously going to slow down today. My husband already brought me some ginger ale, bless his heart. And I'm going to have a couch day. I'm going to wrap up in some blankets and watch some TV and just do a lot of slow down self-care, which, I mean, part of me is a little annoyed about, because I have lots of really cool projects going on. I have lots going on that I want to do, but you know what? I need to heed the messages of my body, right? Because it's being in your face, man. And so it was interesting, though. I didn't feel like COVID was an issue because I'm very careful, and seriously, I stay home. But I was out and about doing some things yesterday, and I'm the caregiver for my mom, so I wanted to make sure that if I did have it, I wasn't going to infect her, because, I mean, I don't want to get her sick. That'd be hard. So I did what I had to do, and not going to lie, it was disgusting, but I would do it again for those I love. Okay, and all the energy swirling around, I think it was just much. And maybe I'm completely wrong and I just happened to pick up the flu somewhere. I don't know. And does it matter if I know for sure? No. As long as I'm doing what I can to protect those I love, right? By like taking the COVID test, that was disgusting. I'm not going to get over that anytime soon. Good reason to stay healthy, people. But being empathic, you do pick up on what other people are feeling. And you need to have your tools to minimize that. I've been carrying around a shungite for days. In fact, I even slept with it the other day, which I didn't mean to, because sometimes I get bad dreams if I do. But, man, I just felt like I needed to slow down the energy that I was feeling. Mainly because I couldn't do anything about it right now. Now, being empathic and feeling the energy means I get to help and support, and it's really fabulous most of the time. Some of the time it's not. It feels like an attack, or it feels very draining. It's almost like there's too many energy vampires around, and it's not that they're doing it on purpose. It's the way of the energies, and it's the way I am in this world, which for my work life, it's super helpful, and my ranch life, super helpful. But at the same time, I have to be aware of when it's not being helpful for me, when I need to take a step back, I need to regroup, reassess, rest, all that stuff. I mean, even though I'm going to try to have a rest day, there's still a lot of things I need to do. I mean, cows still need to be fed, pets still need butlering. Although I feel like I should try to act like my cats and just sleep all day. But you know what? Doesn't always work that way. Okay, so let's just go over tools for empaths that, I mean, if you've been listening to me, you know I talk about this often, but I think we need reminders, and myself included, because when you're caught up in emotions and situations, you forget your tools. Lots of times, right? Because we're just in it. And that's okay. I'm also taking a trauma certification class right now because I feel like a lot of what's happening and the way things are going in our world, that we're all experiencing akin to trauma. Now, there's different degrees of trauma. There's different levels of trauma, all of that. But I'm really enchanted by what I'm learning, even though it's a little bit hard, just because it's going to give me so many more tools to help you. Now, take a nice breath in. There's a lot of breathing exercises that they're really going into depth on in the trauma program, and I like that. So here's one that I learned on my first day. On your in-breath, count 1, 2, 3, 4, and on your out-breath, count to 8. Now, I use this one all the time, but I do 1, 2, 3, 4, and then 1, 2, 3, 4, but they've switched up. And so if you're feeling emotionally vulnerable, emotionally, they call it dysregulation. So when you're feeling not calm and peaceful and you're feeling edgy or sad or, I mean, there's a lot of terms for it. But when you're just feeling too much or too little, breathe in, 1, 2, 3, 4, and on your exhale, count to 8. And do this for, 30 seconds. Don't put a limitation on it. Just say do it 4 times. We'll stick with the number 4. And it will help you bring you back in your body. Because when we're triggered or when we're upset, some of us just leave. We're like, we're done. And so we have to ground our energy and come back into our body so that we can deal with it, even if we don't want to. Shoot, yesterday was just crazy energy. I had to deal with stuff, and I had to make decisions on whether I was going to deal with stuff. There was a lot that happened yesterday in my world, and so I do understand why my body is saying, okay, you need a break, Missy. You really need a break. Let's take one. And so, yeah, I'm going to. The chakra balancing I have for us today is my pre-recorded one, so yay me, right? Okay, so do your breathing. 1, 2, 3, 4 on the in, and then double on the out. And that will, it's instantaneous, and it lets you have those moments of resetting. It's hard right now. Energies and emotions are a lot. And our energy sensitivity can become too much. Too much. I am going to do my energy clearing poll today, and I'm going to offer the two choices of if you're feeling it's too much or if you're feeling that you just want to escape and sleep and can't focus, because there is the two extremes, which I found very interesting. And I also realize that a lot of my energy clearing, I'm doing it for the up, like when you're angry, overwhelmed, emotionally a mess. And I'm not doing as many for if you want to sleep or check out or be distracted, which is interesting. So obviously, you know where mine goes to first, right? My trauma response is, yeah. Oh, and then by the end of the day, I am done. Funny, so I had a meeting yesterday, and they wanted to change the time to see if more people could attend, and I'm like, great, can you please send me a message? Because by 7 o'clock at night, I'm done. I'm up before 6, and I'm done. I'm done. That's my not-so-smart time, my chill time, unless I have clients booked, and then I rearrange my schedule so that I can be on then. But, yeah, entertaining to me. Have you noticed your patterns have changed, or are you just more self-aware? I mean, because that's definitely a thing. We are becoming more self-aware, and that brings with it good things and not so good things about ourselves, but it's okay. It's okay. We're human. We're supposed to be messy. We're supposed to be challenging. I mean, it's part of the deal being a human. Nobody has it easy breezy. And if they try to pretend they do, you know that they're not exactly authentic. They're only showing you pieces. You know, and all this heightened emotions, it's hard because, so I did something last week and I was doing it on the down low, but the person I was in contact with about doing it decided that it didn't need to be on the down low and gave me a shout out. And I was super uncomfortable because that's not what I wanted. That's not why I did it. And then I had to, like, process that. I didn't like it. I didn't like it at all. But what's the point in being snarky about it? Because it's not going to help the situation. I mean, I did let her know that that's not what I wanted. And she knew it. But she decided that she wanted to give me the shout-out for her own reasons, and whether they match or are in alignment with mine or not, she did what she did, and then I had to deal with it. But it was interesting, the roller coaster of emotions I went through, and I always said to myself, why? Why so much? But I don't think it was necessarily that particular situation. It was everything that's happening, and our emotions are heightened. We can get triggered or upset by things that maybe they wouldn't if we weren't in this hyper-vigilant or enhanced emotion type deal, right? That's what I came up with, and I thought, well, that's really interesting. Because we are on a journey of self-discovery if we choose to participate, right? And it's our choice, right? Because we can stay distracted or not. I mean, we do have that choice. We absolutely have choices of everything. We might not like our consequences of our choices, but remember, you still do have choices. And so I realized that I needed to really pay attention to where I was being reactionary. And for me, like, realistically, it's not that as big of a challenge because I'm not around a ton of people every day, and my cows don't care if I swear at them or if I love them. I mean, they prefer the love for sure. But for those of you that are in, like, offices and you're dealing with people, like, in-person things, and you get triggered, you need to be self-aware about it because, you know, we are lashing out. I mean, you see it online all the time, right? We're lashing out because of our frustrations or our being triggered, and then we have to deal with the consequences. And sometimes it just takes a good apology, and sometimes it takes a lot of self-reflection and to do things differently. Because realistically, as long as you're willing to do better, it's okay. But if you're so stuck in the energy of, you know, being mad or thinking everyone's against you, it's hard. And that's when you need an energy clearing, just saying. But if you can be in the moment, feel what you're feeling, process it, and then try to take a step back and look at it from other angles. You know, one thing in my trauma classes, you know, they talk about everything is through the lens of our own perspective. And we have to remember that not everyone has that same lens. That's the other reason I had did, you know, that situation that I got a shout out for that I didn't want a shout out for. I did it just to lift spirits, but it was a gift, and it wasn't a gift that I expected to come. I didn't have strings with it because I decided, or I chose, that even though we don't agree on some things, and there was quite a few we didn't agree on, let's be real, I can still choose to be kind and acknowledge that everybody's trying to do their best. But we also have to balance that with discernment on who's not trying to do their best and is just on a manipulation journey. Because there's energy and power in manipulating someone, and it can feed someone's energy who enjoys that, make them feel good, make them feel better. Oh, I made them do this, or, you know, I did this for them, so they should do this for me. And it's human, some of it. Some of it is not. It's their intentions are not positive, we'll say. But you don't know till you know. Isn't that part of the harshness of navigating our world? We end up caught up in situations or circumstances, and we're like, dang it, I wish I would have realized that they weren't having the same intention as myself earlier. But it's part of our learning curve. You know, when you're working on your intuition, when you're working on your self, it's all experiential. You have to experience it to know it. And sometimes we'd just rather not. And sometimes we're just not given a choice, right? Oh, man. It's crazy. It's interesting to be a witness to everything that's right now, but it's hard, like really hard some days. And so as empaths, you need to use all your tools to make sure that you can navigate it and not be detrimental to yourself. Shungite, carry your shungite. I even have it in my bath with my sea salts and Epsom salts. The other thing you can do is make sure you balance your chakras. Do that energy cut and zip your chakras movement so that you can navigate things clearly, easily, with trying to, you know, minimize your stress. But also acknowledging that it's messy. Seeing your part in it, other people's part in it, all of it. It's just messy. And for now, it's not changing. And not letting your frustrations be too much. So they're controlling you rather than you figuring it out, right? And that's the trick. It's hard. I mean, I was a little bit panicked this morning when I'm like, okay, what if I test positive for COVID this morning? Well, I know what I have to do, and I can do it. I can deal with it. And you know what? It's okay. It's okay. I mean, maybe this tummy flu I have is just time for me to chill, right? At least on the podcast, I can't share it with you, right? Nobody gets my germs. I'll stay away from all my family. Good times. Good times in our world right now. Good times. My cows won't catch it when I go feed them. They're so cute. They do make my world very much happier. Oh, and if you're my Facebook friend, you saw that when I know I feel like my energy's all over the place, but that's how it is. When you're empathic and you're feeling everything, it's sometimes you feel like squirrel, like your attention just goes and you get distracted and you're like, okay, wait, what was I talking about? Yeah, happens. Happens to the best of us, guys. Feel what you're feeling, know what you know, see what you see, hear what you hear, right? Practice our NLP tips and tricks. We got this. We got this even on the days when it's hard. And, you know, with all the energy swirling, and if you don't know what's right, what's true, ground yourself. And do things in baby steps. It's natural to second guess. But you do know you. And it's okay. We're all frustrated. We would all like this global pandemic to end. But right now it's not. And we have to deal with the reality of that. Even though it's hard. it is just hard. But you know what? We can do hard things, to quote some fabulous ladies, right? We can, even on the days that it feels like too much. Feels like too much. And look for those little moments of joy. So this morning, I was like, okay, great. And then I was talking to my mom about how I was feeling, and I decided that, yeah, it's time to take the test and check, because I'm caregiving for her, and so we need to know. And then my husband walks in. He was driving by on his way to a different job and brought me ginger ale. And I'm like, okay, honey, here's my thoughts. Let's do this. And so he didn't really hold my hand because didn't want that close to me, but he did. He was happened to be here and support me while I took that test. So that's a celebration that we are in sync and he knew I needed him. Like, how cool is that, right? And I want you to make sure, remind yourself or take the time to acknowledge how cool was that. Him and I had a big giggle about it. Still didn't give me a hug as well, apparently. But still, that was fun, and that was funny, right? Make sure you're acknowledging those, because acknowledging those just as much as you acknowledge all the chaos, it's helpful. I'm super pumped, too, about my trauma certification course, because, you know, everything I learn, I will help you guys or teach you guys all these little tips and tricks. It is so fascinating, that I have to not slow myself down. That's not the right word. It's so fascinating to me that I could just spend all my hours working on it in the course, doing all this stuff, and that's not how it's designed. I thank them immensely for designing it the way they did, so I can only do it in little chunks, and then I have to like consciously restart the next one, so I realize, no, you need to go process this, because it is so fascinating, so fascinating, because it's all about self-regulation, and to me that fits in with self-awareness. Know why you're feeling what you're feeling, so that you can decide if it's okay or not okay, right? If it's working for you or not working for you. Again, it's an experiential life. And everything is chaotic, like our weather. So buses were canceled again this morning. The kids have missed a lot of high school due to weather. Haven't gone online for COVID yet, but I feel like that might be coming. I'm not sure. And just chaotic. It was like plus temperatures and melty, but we have so much ice that I get to ride my horse in my barn, thank goodness, but I don't get to ride him out in the pasture because it's dangerous. It's just, it seems like a lot of extremes, a lot of extremes. So there's messages in that for us if we choose to look at it that way. I think it was Monday. I was just feeling off. Like, I was just feeling like everything was too much. And the Oracle card was about shine your light. And then the Wordle that day was also light. And I'm like, okay, take this as a message. I totally love Wordle. I hope it doesn't end up being something that we have to pay to play. But, yeah. I took them as signs and messages, and that's up to you if you look for the signs or messages, right? And some days it is challenging. It's like, why? Why is this all happening? And again, if it gets to be too much, I'm going to please book in an energy clearing with me. My energy clearing is in Canadian funds, so if you're one of my lovely U.S. people, you do get an automatic discount. If you're my Canadian people and you really would like one and would like to have a chat with me about getting a discount, please reach out. I mean, it takes me a long time, so I can't give you a deep discount because the energy it takes me. But at the same time, I do want to support you, or just make sure you sign up for the free ones on Thursdays. The stuff works. It just truly, truly does. I have a cat snoring beside me now. Good times. Good times. Do I wish I was her snoring right there? Yeah. Since I had the flu all night, yeah. Maybe I'll align myself with her energy and have a big old nap later. That sounds lovely, doesn't it? Sounds lovely. Okay, so back to my empath energy overload. If you're working with a bunch of people and you find you're just fighting or not getting along because everything is heightened, use that breathing technique when you get triggered. And I really would like you, if it's possible for you, to try to take that step back and find out if it's really worth having the fight. I was teasing my husband because I had a meeting last night. He made supper, and I told him it was because he was angry about a situation yesterday that's the reason that I got sick, because he put it into the supper. I mean, it might be true, might not be true. But my point is, we had to have a big talk about, is it worth engaging? That's the word I'm looking for. Decide for yourself, is it worth engaging? But then you also have to try to look ahead a little bit. Is it going to do any good? With so much chaos and division in our world right now, trying to convince somebody of your point of view might be just a waste of your energy. And it's not good or bad, it's just what is right now. It doesn't mean you can't plant the seeds. But really take those moments to decide if it's worth engaging in a full-on discussion or fight. For my husband yesterday, I don't think it was worth it. He probably regrets that he got it into it, but in those moments, he couldn't help himself, which is also fair. We're human. It's going to happen. And then we just have to deal with our consequences. And it's okay. You can get through it. It'll be fine. He gets a big energy clearing today, too, just because. I'll be busy doing that, watching TV later. Nice, right? That's okay way to spend a day of rest. All right. So I chatted a little more than I was planning because I'm going to close the show early. It's minus 31 here, so I have to go check on my drinkers. So let's go ahead and do our chakra balancing. So I'm going to play our breeze meditation first and then the chakra balancing right after. So I'm going to give you just a few seconds to shake up your energy, get ready to do this. And this is where you stop it or pause it and come back to it if you can't do the meditation right now. And I'll see you. Chat with you briefly after.
Becoming aware of breathing, just notice it for a few moments. Take these moments to gently focus on the breath. Then let's take three big deep breaths as deeply as possible, beginning to release and then letting go. These are the breaths that signal it's time to go within. Three big, deep breaths. Breathe in calm. Breathe out stress. Breathing deeply. Deeply breathing. Now, as the normal, natural breathing begins occurring, imagine a gentle, warm, balmy breeze as it wafts around, wafting around your head, your neck, your shoulders. And with every breath, as the breeze continues to move gently around, there's a gently and easily releasing and a letting go feeling going on, becoming more and more comfortable with every breath.
across the upper back and circling around through the chest, a warm and nurturing feeling as this breeze continues to comfort down both arms, hands, and fingers, releasing and letting go. And with every breath taken, perhaps there may begin to be some wondering. Is it a breathing of the breeze, or is the breeze breathing me? With every breath, the breeze continues, circling around through the mid-back and around through the solar plexus. Every breath drifting deeper now. The gentle sensations of this warm, balmy breeze as it continues around through the lower back and circling around through the belly, releasing and letting go. As you're becoming more and more comfortable with every breath, this lovely breeze continues moving around thighs, knees, calves and ankles, and around through your feet, now and with every breath, becoming completely and thoroughly comfortable, calm, and at ease, being at one with the breeze, and this breeze still gently, easily moving all around and all through. So that at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0, deeply, deeply, deeply relaxed. Deeply relaxed.
This is a meditation to balance and cleanse our chakras. I'd like you to sit up straight, have your feet flat on the floor, nothing crossed. Give yourself a nice breath in and out. I'd like you to visualize or imagine deep, thick roots growing out the bottom of your feet, deep, deep into Mother Earth. Feel yourself grounding and connecting with Mother Earth with those deep, thick roots. Nice breath in and out. Now, imagine or visualize a white ball of energy coming up from each of those roots into the bottom of your feet. Visualize or imagine those balls of light traveling up your leg. You may feel a warm, tingling sensation. Move those balls of light up your leg, through your shin, past your knees, up your thighs, higher, higher, and then both balls of white light are going to join together at your root chakra, at your pelvis. Your root chakra deals with feelings and energies of having the right to be here. The root chakra is symbolized as red. I want you to imagine or visualize a red ball. Symbolism is personal, but I want you to have something that you're focusing on. So if it's a red ball, I want you to start spinning it until it's bright, shiny, shiny red. Right now, it may look cloudy or dirty. It may be really big, or it may be really small. I want you to spin this ball of energy until it's shiny, bright, sparkly red. Spinning, spinning. The root chakra deals with energies of money, career, home, needs, and possessions. So it's really important to have this one balanced. I want you to spin it, spin it, spin it until it's bright and shiny. If you are having trouble visualizing or imagining, Archangel Raphael will be there to help you. Archangel Raphael is also going to vacuum away all the cruddy energy that comes off your chakras. So spinning, spinning, spinning. We like to give this one a really good cleanse. Spin it just a smidge more. Fantastic. You are doing great. Okay? Now, this one is all shiny clean, and it's in your body. Again, there's no way to do this wrong. Now, I want you to move up to your sacral chakra, which is located midway between your pelvis and the base of your spine. This one's an orange ball of light. I want you to spin that one. This is where we have our feelings and emotions. Spin that one until it's bright, shiny orange. This is where we are able to set boundaries when we have this one balanced. Feeling joy. Let's really spin that one and give it a nice big cleanse. Spinning, spinning. Spinning, spinning. For all of us that have trouble saying no at times, you can feel why it would be important to have this one balanced. Excellent. Give it a few more spins until it's bright, shiny orange. You guys are doing fabulous. Okay, now that that one feels good, move up again to our solar plexus chakra. This one is the yellow one. This one is where we can make choices. We set our intentions through this one and have our will to do things. It involves self-direction, self-esteem, and the power of transformation. So let's spin this yellow light until it's bright, shiny, and sparkly clean. Spinning, spinning. Nice. Focus on spinning that one a little more. Perfect. I can feel all the energies flying off to be vacuumed away. You're going to feel so good after this. All right. So now that that one's all shiny, let's move up to our heart chakra. This one's green. This one deals with love and I give, I care, forgiveness, generosity. So let's spin this heart chakra until it's shiny green and infused with sparkles. We want to have a pretty heart chakra. And spinning, 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 spinning. Fabulous. Let's keep spinning that one. You're doing great. Spin it some more. Like everybody's is nice and sparkly, shiny. Okay, great. Now, if that one's back in place, let's move up to our throat chakra. This one is blue. We're going to spin that ball of light energy until it's shiny. This is the one where we have expression, where we listen, where we can communicate. It's all about using our voice. So let's spin, spin, spin this one. We can communicate clearly. Spinning, spinning. Fantastic. If you find that your throat chakra feels out of balance often, grab a sodalite or a lapis lazuli. Those stones will really help with that. I wear them when doing the radio show. It's really, really helpful. Okay, let's spin that one just a little bit more. You're doing fantastic. Okay, now that that one's all clean, let's move up to our third eye chakra located in our foreheads. This one has to do with telepathy, intuition, imagination, visualizing, all that good stuff that you've been doing. So this one is the darker purple color, and we're going to spin it until it's very sparkly. Nice. Keep spinning. Our intuition's located here, so we like to have this one clean so we can get our messages right. Keep spinning. Excellent. Spinning, spinning. Perfect. Kate, now that it's nice and shiny, clean, deep, deep purple. I see a lot of yours as deep, deep purple. Beautiful. Okay, let's move up to our crown chakra located at the top of our head. Now this one is a pale violet, or you might see it as clear. We're going to spin that ball of light until it's bright, shiny, clean, and sparkly. This is where our psychic and intuitive abilities can be found. Our faith, our connection to the divine, ability to trust life, values, ethics, courage. Lots of stuff happened in this crown chakra. So let's spin that one until it's really, really clean. Excellent. Great, you guys have been working on this. This one was pretty clean. Okay, so let's put that one where it's supposed to go. And remember, there's no way to do this wrong. Just the act of listening to my voice and doing this exercise will create the energies, and it will happen. It's as simple as that. Let's just visualize or imagine that ball of light again, just right above your head, and then you're going to move it down, down through your face, down through your neck, down through your chest, down through your pelvis. That ball of light is going to break into two, and each ball of light is going to go down your thighs, past your knees. You're going to feel refreshed, able to focus. You're going to have a lot of clarity after this meditation. Continue sending that ball of light through past your knees, down your shin, and out the bottoms of your feet, and ground you deep, deep, deep into Mother Earth. And then you can bring your awareness back to the room, back to your body. Meditation is about doing what feels natural to you. You're letting the energy do the work. It takes a little trust, takes a little faith. But if you practice it, you can come back to this meditation anytime and replay it. Have an excellent day.
Whew, that felt lovely, didn't it? So I'm going to close off the show, but I'm going to talk about the oracle card today, which was the Wizard of Awareness. It showed up reversed today, and it comes to you in this position to warn you that too much force behind a desire for a specific outcome robs you of a true and full experience. Step back, take your energy away from your situation, and focus on gratitude for the ever-changing conditions of life. It is ever-changing, isn't it? Just when you think you have something figured out, a little curveball happens, and that's okay. We can do it. And then it finishes off with, are you perhaps trying to control the outcome of something because you don't trust in your highest good? Meditate, be still, and your answer will come without any effort on your part. I'm going to practice that today. Try to be a neutral observer, and you'll see how this moment is but a small marker on the map of your life's journey. So I'm going to encourage you to go to my Facebook page and check out the energy clearing poll that I will be putting up shortly. And I'm sending you all a big, huge hug. And if you're dealing with this empath energy overload, remember to breathe. Breathe in, 1, 2, 3, 4. Breathe out, count to 8. And find those moments of joy to balance out the chaos. Big hugs and blessings. Bye.
You have been listening to Psychic Cowgirl Radio with Shannon Lackman. Practical, insightful conversations to empower you on your personal journey. To connect with Shannon directly, visit psychiccowgirl.com. That's psychiccowgirl.com.